Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Box, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, 1 Peter 5:7.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. The world today gives us no end to the things about which we can worry if we so choose. We worry about what other people will think about us. We worry about our kids' health and safety and the peer pressure they face. We worry about our own health and safety and that of our elderly parents. Will they receive the care they need when they need it most? We worry about having enough money to pay the bills and put food on the table, about finding a job or keeping the one we have. We worry about political issues and the pandemic and whether the chasms between opinions will ever close. God did not create us to bear the burden of worry. Our bodies and our minds eventually break under the weight, and we become sick. In fact, many of our behaviors can be attributed to habitual worry. We lose sleep. We gain weight because we eat too many unhealthy comfort foods. We overspend due to trying to address our worries with retail therapy. We get stuck in unhealthy relationships because we worry about doing life alone. We turn into control freaks, especially if we tend to worry about our kids' well-being. It's all quite overwhelming, isn't it? God knows all about it, so he provided words of encouragement in today's Bible verse. Let's take a close look to see what they teach us, shall we? The first half issues a command: cast all your anxiety on him. The Greek word for casting is the compound word epiripto. It means to hurl or throw something with great force. It implies removing the weight from a traveler's shoulders and flinging it onto the back of a camel, a donkey, or a horse. It's only used one other place in the Bible, in Luke 19:35, where the disciples brought the colt to Jesus and then cast their garments on the animal's back. Just as they threw their garments onto the colt's back, so we're to throw our worry weights onto Jesus. Today's verse calls those worries anxieties. This means anything, anything that causes us concern. It might be marriage-related, parenting, financial, job-related, church-related. You might be struggling with infertility or infidelity. You may be struggling with weight issues, addiction, a destructive habit that seems too strong to break. You might be worried about a loved one's struggle with mental health issues. This list could go on for a very long time. But the bottom line is, it doesn't matter why it became a concern. It just is. So fling it onto the Lord. Why? Because he cares for you. This word cares is different from the last. The original Greek word means to be thoughtful, to be aware, to give painful and meticulous attention to. The writer, Peter, used this word to show that Jesus is intimately aware of those things that weigh heavy on our hearts. He knows, he sees, he's interested, and he gives meticulous attention to them. This reminds me of first-time parents paying attention to their child's needs. They install a video camera in the child's room. When the baby's asleep, they turn the camera on and take the monitor with them so they can see and hear when baby stirs. They pay attention to how long baby sleeps and how often she eats and what makes her comfortable when her tummy is upset. Is she too warm? Is she too cold? Is she sleeping on her back or on her tummy? They love their baby and want to ensure she's okay, so they are very aware of her needs. Because God is our Heavenly Father, he cares about our well-being. That's why he pays meticulous attention to us and what concerns us. That's why he says to cast our cares on him. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. When we choose not to, when we insist on carrying the weight of worry ourselves, we're actually saying that we don't trust him for the outcome. We want to maintain control because we think we can do a better job. That is a problem. You see, we don't know every detail involved. We don't know the outcome God intends. We know the outcome we want, so we might become manipulative in order to reach it. We might become angry with others who don't go along with us or who seem to get in our way. Conversely, we might not take intentional action, but we might just sit there and hug those worries tight, pretending to the outside world that everything's okay. That response will eventually backfire. The pent-up pressure will blow. So, what are your concerns today? What worry weights are you carrying? Sometimes it's helpful to write them down, to see them in black and white. In fact, why not do that today? Write down your concerns and then go through each one, prayerfully casting them on the Lord. Thank him for offering to carry the weight on your behalf and ask him to help you refrain from picking them up again. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares so very much for you. May I pray for you? God, thank you for caring about us. Thank you for paying meticulous attention to us and what concerns us. Help us learn to trust you more and to get to the place where we eagerly and automatically cast our worry weights on you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Often we believe our questions mean we don't have faith, but I believe Jesus loves our questions. Our questions are windows into heaven. I'm Caden Fabrizio, and on the Questions with Caden podcast, we ask and answer one question per episode as relevantly and biblically as possible. Questions about fear, anxiety, depression, addiction, and so much more. Don't worry, your questions, they're not going to scare Jesus, so ask away. Listen and subscribe now at lifeaudio.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.